You are starring at the Widener Center this Wednesday night, 7:30, in a show called Over the Rainbow. It's a musical tribute to the artistry of Judy Garland. When did you fall in love with Judy Garland and want to take on a performance like this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think I originally, there are two answers. I originally fell in love with Judy Garland. I would say, like most little girls or most people, when I first saw her in singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow in The Wizard of Oz, and I was probably around six or seven years old. And, you know, I immediately was drawn to that voice and her eyes and that's just her beauty. And I didn't know it then, but certainly she became a huge influence on my life and really is one of the main influences in why I chose to become a professional singer. So she's been hugely influential. As I got older, of course, I followed her, watched her. My father is also a singer, and he always said, you know, if you want to really see greatness, look at Judy Garland. And so from a very early age, I was watching her and studying her. And, you know, a few years ago, I wanted to put a show together, and I wanted to do something that was very special to me. And she was the first person I thought of to do a tribute to her, because not only has she given me something personally and in the way that I've been influenced by her musically, but I feel like she's given so many people, I mean, literally millions of people, millions of fans the world over, kind of, you know, all of this huge musical legacy. So I thought, what better person to do a tribute to than Judy Garland?
Hillary, do want to remind folks again, this is going to be occurring on Wednesday night. It's going to be a great time for folks to go over to the Widener Center. And as you mentioned with Judy Garland, there's so many great songs she has, and I'm sure you're going to highlight a majority of those. But, I mean, is this going to be a case where the entire evening is going to be dedicated to Judy, or do you have segments of other artists as well?
It really is all about Judy. But the thing about the American Popular Songbook, which is, you know, everybody knows, is, you know, a lot of these songs were maybe originated by Judy Garland, but then there have been so many singers who have sung them after her. And so it's really just a songbook of really great songs. So, you know, Judy has something to do with every single song I'm going to be singing. But at the same time, there are wonderful songs like Look for the Silver Lining and As Long as He Needs Me from Oliver and so many songs that even if you're not a huge Judy Garland fan, you're going to love because the song choices are wonderful. We're doing Cole Porter and we're doing Irving Berlin and we're doing, you know, all really a lot, so many of the great, great songwriters. So it's also, it's not just a tribute to Judy Garland. It really is a tribute to the Great American Songbook as well.
Well, again, we're looking forward to it. Hillary, from your perspective, what do you hope the audience will experience by coming to this concert?
Well, I mean, one of my great hopes and what I've really made my career doing is kind of not just for the people who know her and who remember her, and for people who are, you know, of a certain age, it's going to be a kind of like a trip down memory lane. But for the younger generation, for people my age and much younger, it really is introducing these amazing songs and this artist to them, you know, through fresh eyes. So I really feel like this music is kind of America's greatest legacy, and to keep this music going for the next generation. That's why I'm doing this show.
Hillary, what are some of the challenges you've encountered trying to put a show like this together?
You know, honestly, it's just she did so many things and so many movies and so many great songs. How do I get it all into 2 hours? That's really the hardest part. I mean, it's really so easy because there's so much good material. The only other challenge is because Judy Garland was known as such a strong singer, just to have the stamina of doing what we call, like in the business, 11 o'clock numbers, right? Every song is a big song. So it does take a lot of stamina to do the show, but it's a really, really fun night for me and I think for the audience too.
Well, again, we look forward to it. We want to remind people that's coming up Wednesday night, February the 25th, as we go Over the Rainbow with the talented Hillary Cole. Hope to see you at the Widener Center. Hillary, thanks for your time, and we're looking forward to hearing your talents.
Thanks so much. I'll see you then. Thank you.